Episode 293 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, brought to you by DRF Sports. We get into Super Bowl weekend, but before we get there and we talk about the Hawks that are playing in the big game, we talk NIL, Caitlin Clark, the Murray Twins, our dream NIL partnerships, and a variety of other topics. We're glad you're here. It's the Walk-Ons. You guys know what it is. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in to episode 293 of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. You're not hearing Drake's voice because, well, if any of you were around last Monday for the episode, this is the Super Bowl weekend episode, by the way, so we're going to get to that in a second. That'll highlight the material for today. Kevin is here. Kevin, welcome to the podcast. Good to have you.
Hey, always good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have someone that shows up. Is someone breaking into your house? I see you looking over to the window.
Yeah, you never know, though. You got to keep an eye on things around here.
Pull up that ring camera, make sure no one's trying to jimmy the front door, you know?
It's all right. I got that thing on me.
On the podcast. I stay gatted up on the podcast. So Drake last week decided that he just didn't want to come on the podcast because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. So he left Kevin and I in the dust. And I'm pretty sure it's happening again today.
All likelihood,
the most likely.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening.
Right, right. So Drake does, if you guys didn't know, he does jiu-jitsu. Did you know that, Kevin?
I had heard that, yeah.
He said it once or twice on the podcast before. So he usually gets done with that about 12:30. It is 1:20. So he said he was probably going to be good about 12:45 or 1 o'clock. He's not here. So I think he's just, he can talk shit all he wants on me and how, you know, whatever he wants to say about me. He's the guy that just doesn't show up for episodes. And
hey, I have a reason when I don't show
right,
up.
Right. He does not show up for episodes because he simply doesn't want to do it, right? And that's why, you know, we're never going to reach, like, the biggest of big levels is because, all right, we just don't have that fucking commitment, okay? All right, you get late in the season, all right? And you got guys just bowing out, just not showing up to class, all right?
Holy. Yeah, it's like, we got practice on Wednesday, and you just got guys who just don't want to show up. And they're like, I'll be good on game day, all right?
Talk about, you know, practice.
You know what happens to those teams? They fucking suck, okay?
They don't. You're not going to see those teams in a bowl game, all right? They go 5-7. They're at home with Rutgers on the couch, all right? Holy shit. Talk about fucking personal pizzas and Dairy Queen blizzards. Well, they're fucking eating them, okay? Because that's where they're at. They're watching the game from fucking Domino's, all right? So that's where Drake is. Anyway, Kevin and I on a beautiful sunny Sunday. I can see the sun in your window, and it's beautiful out. It could be warmer, but I believe it's supposed to warm up as we get into the week here, and hopefully we just sail right into spring because I don't need any more of the snow shit. Want to shout out everybody on the Patreon that's been loving the DHT episodes. We've been mentioning DHT recently a lot. People are like, what the fuck is DHT? How do I get to this? You have to be... It's our way to suck you in, right? It is our way to capitalize on capitalism, and we give you the free podcast, and then we talk about stuff that we have conversations about on our exclusive podcast that only happens behind the paywall, right? And then you guys say, wow, I'd like to hear about those conversations as well. And then you mosey your way over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, and you're like, huh. Half of my donation goes to the kids, and then I get all these other perks like discounts on merchandise when we have merch runs, and we get free ad-free episodes through the RSS feed over there, and you get to watch the YouTube right away if you want to, and a bunch of other cool things. And we do a weekly extra podcast where Drake and I just go full dickhead Tuesday, and that's what it stands for, DHT. So that's where you find that for anybody wondering. And there will be another great one coming this week because I've already got several topics for it. One of them being Drake as a potential father. That's on the docket. Not as like an actual scenario that could be legit right now, but just the theoretical, if it ever.
What would be scary to you? Drake's genetics being passed along or him actually rearing a child? Speak of the devil. We got him. We got him right here.
Speak of that guy. He's in the call. Drake, we were just talking about the topic that we saved for DHT this week, which is fatherhood and Drake and how they would mesh together.
And you know what's funny is the reason I'm late is because I was on a very nice phone call with my mother and I was not going to cut it short for you two assholes. Oh. So when the phone call finished up, I headed right upstairs and here I am now.
And we appreciate that because we really thought you launched it in for a second Sunday in a row. We really did.
No, ladies and gentlemen, here I am. I'm sorry that I wasn't on the intro. I figure it was probably Kluver. It was probably dull as shit. And it, I don't know. So welcome into the Wash the Walk-Ons podcast. Sorry I'm late. I love you, Mom. And you're more important than any other of you bozos out there.
You know, when you said, as a matter of fact, relative to us talking about you and fatherhood, I thought you were going to say that you were on a call with some random woman who is claiming that they have your baby or something. And that, in fact, you are a father.
Wouldn't that have been a sick, sick twist?
Just, in fact, you know what? I was just on a call and someone's claiming they have my kid. So that's where I was. But 9 minutes late to the podcast, here we are. Let's get rolling. It's going to be a fast one today. First, I want to start off with Coach Seth Wallace. Given the podcast an endorsement on social media, really it was a Dane Belton endorsement and just a re-endorsement of the University of Iowa, because the clip we put out of Dane was him telling us why he committed to the Hawks in the first place over his 27 Division I offers. So decent. Way more than we had, Kevin, right?
I mean, what? So I had one.
I had two unofficial. I had to go. They told me if I went there that they would put it in paper.
So
I had zero.
He beat the three of us by 24.
So that's good. Us three combined, he was 9X. So it must be nice. And it is what it is. But Coach Seth Wallace retweeted that clip, as did Coach Liddell Betts. And that feels good. That feels real good because –
I don't know Coach Betts, but that's really cool because I'm a fan of Liddell Betts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just feels amazing from Coach Wallace, dude. You know me and Wallace. It was a little bit of a bromance. Still is.
He's one of those coaches who, you know, just how he does things and the way he was with the guys and how good of a guy he was and how much he cared about shit. And then his quirks, right? Like his little 10% Southern twang and his little sayings like we need some dudes and fucking dogs. You know, we had the punt. I still have the punt notebook down in the basement with the dogs on the front, like his whole shtick. Right. And that's just a guy you go to war for. And so when he gives you a little endorsement, right, when the coach says good job and he doesn't just hand out good jobs, that feels good. That feels real good.
Especially to three idiots on a podcast, or two idiots and one guy that he's got some decent respect for.
Yeah.
Kev, congratulations. You're the best one of us.
How does it feel to be respected, Kevin?
Still feels good.
I don't know. I'm probably actively trying to undermine that respect by associating with you two assholes. So yeah. Couldn't tell you.
100%. Actually, let's shout out one of the
others. What a typical Kevin Ward answer that right. Is actually really funny and a great dig.
Right. let's shout out. We are half of the Benton squad. Let's shout out one of the other ones. Josie officially has his second kid. Congrats, bud.
Congratulations, Josie and McCole.
Unreal. Unreal.
Continuing the dual bloodline.
Just that those genetics are strong, man.
And you know what he came out with.
Yeah, he's got a hitter on him. You know, he's
Kid's got a piece on him.
Yeah, he's got a piece, and he's already looking at being middle linebacker in the class of 2040, and that's what it is, man. And that's what it is. He's a four-star recruit, way better than Josie.
Hopefully not out of Decorah. Hopefully he has that kid training at altitude. If he can have that kid training at altitude his whole life.
You think Josie's going to stay in the mountains of Denver?
It's hilarious how don't think that that Josie's coming straight back to Northeast.
Right, yeah.
I know, dude.
Yeah, you act like he doesn't own the Northeast corner. Bro, he lives in the hills. His blood runs through the streams of Northeast Iowa. He owns the land.
But maybe for his kid's sake, around the time he's in like eighth grade, they go back out to the mountains and he has the kid at 6,500 feet somewhere in Aspen.
I doubt it. The kid will no doubt wherever he trains, or whatever he does, and she. Shout out Rowan. Rowan Jewell. Those kids are going to be absolutely savage, and Josie's a lucky Josie's living the dream. He's doing it, and it's fun to watch a guy do it. All right, so congrats, Joes. Shifting gears, wanted to make sure we mentioned this because we hadn't talked about it. Caitlin Clark is absurd.
Doing some unreal things.
She dropped 46 in a game against Michigan. The Hawks did lose. I believe Michigan was ranked like sixth or eighth in the country, so not a bad loss, especially on the road. She's got fucking Durant doing podcasts about her. They're saying ESPN the other day, one of the announcers, they were doing a different game, a men's game, random. Guy pulled up and they said, oh shit, that guy just shot from Caitlin Clark range. Like she's transcending.
She's a household name.
She's trans.
She's a female. She's a female basketball player, college basketball player. That is a household name.
Household.
That needs a congratulations in and of itself, because that just doesn't happen that often.
Remember when we were talking back about her NIL deal with Hy-Vee?
Yep.
And I was like, there's no way it's six figures. There's no way.
Right.
I'm now thinking that she might have been underpaid.
Well, what I was going to
say. She's underpaid, bro.
What I was going to say was, and I don't know if it will happen this year because it takes some build to get there. It's funny you think about that, Kevin, because I thought about the same thing. And I remember saying it's a six-figure deal. Like she's making 100K this year. I think for her junior and senior seasons. And actually, because she gets a COVID year, an NIL could potentially be way more than a WNBA salary. Do you come back for a fifth year?
Why the hell not, dude? Of course you come back, dude. Of course you come back.
Because I think her numbers are now moving towards $500,000 a year. I think that's where she's at in NIL deals if she wants it.
Not to mention, she's going to break every record by so far.
She's going to rewrite
the record books, and it's going to look so sweet.
Right. I mean, you give her three or five total seasons.
Yep.
She scoring at her clip. She's probably in, like Drake said, conversation for all-time leading scorer in the NCAA.
NCAA. Yes. So John Miller just tweeted these stats out, and I'm gonna fumble them a little bit. The all-time leader is somewhere just over 3,000 points, I believe. She is on her way to
A lot of points.
It's a shitload of points. It's so many points.
That's so many
points. Gustafson we know how good Megan was. She finished with like 2,200 or something along those lines. So that's the.
And she's the Big Ten record holder, correct?
I don't know about that. There's a decent chance she's very close to the top, if not the top. Caitlin Clark is on pace with her current numbers to, in 4 years, break that all-time number
of 3,000.
Of 3,000. She's like at 1,000 points right now. We're halfway through her second season or something like that.
Well, then she's not on pace.
She would be close.
She's at like two and change seasons left.
Caitlin Clark. I'm looking it up because I'm really
– well, all I'm saying here is that if Caitlin Clark is good from the logo at like a 40% clip, then she's truly unguardable because you can't – I mean, you're – what the fuck is that? Who has that green light? When I saw that video, who on earth that's not named Steph Curry has that green light?
Like, yeah.
You know what it reminded me of when I first saw it?
LeBron James, Kevin Durant territory.
I'm a dummy.
You all remember watching Jimmer Fredette back in the day?
It's the exact same thing.
Jimmer!
Like crosses half court and he'll just pull up from somewhere. Yeah.
All right. Before we get back to the podcast, to the content, let's quick talk about the old washed up walk-ons leaderboard on the DRF Cash Grab app. Dude, come on. I'm on it. We've got a ton of other people on it. Sign up. You're going to be put into an exclusive leaderboard with other listeners of the show. Okay. Us as a washed up walk-ons community, the walk-on army, we're going to play some games, some free games. Okay. It's a free DRF Cash Grab app. And all you have is a chance to have fun, dabble with picking sports games in a fun kind of new way, and a chance to win real money, real potential money to bet inside of the DRF app. It's super simple. Just download the DRF Cash Grab app and enter the referral code H9HDX7, and you'll be added to the leaderboard. If you've already got an account because you were a true Army member and you already signed up before this, then just hit a contact them through the app, and they'll add you to it. We're going to do this through February 14th to the 28th, the end of the month, and you will be you'll have a chance to win then, and then it'll restart the 1st through the 13th of March, and then I believe we're even going to do it again through the end of March Madness. So, exciting stuff. You have multiple chances to win. Download, enter the referral code H9HDX7 to start predicting and winning now. Here's a question for you, walk-on army listeners out there. You guys ever had an idea for a t-shirt? You've been sitting around. You're just like, man, you know, someone says something funny, or you have this ongoing joke within your family or a group of friends, and you're like, we should make t-shirts for that. We should definitely have t-shirts for that. Well, AdCraft is your people, okay? AdCraft, they've been doing our merch. Every time I have one of those ideas, I'm sitting here in the walk-on headquarters in my office, and I'm like, that's it. We got to have that on a t-shirt. Or sometimes you guys are like, hey, we need this on a t-shirt. And we immediately get to work with AdCraft. Years ago, AdCraft took the time and effort to build their streamlined custom apparel web store service. It wasn't easy, but they felt it was necessary to give their customers a superb experience. And that's exactly what they've done. Their custom merch web store service is designed to make ordering custom apparel and merch easy and efficient. You streamline everything. I'm telling you guys, they literally take care of it all. They're so fast. They get back to me. I have an idea. Bang. Email them. Bang. I have a design. It's crazy. I'm not joking. Their web store curators will work with you to create the most optimal web store for your audience. They'll help you with product selection, artwork, store scheduling, much more. You can raise funds for your team or your club with AdCraft's fan gear fundraising program. You can literally do it all. They can take care of every part of the process. You guys know that we love them. We think you'll love them too. Go to adcraftwebstores.com to bring your custom merch to life. www.adcraftwebstores.com.
Caitlin Clark currently has 1406. So
with two and change, how many games are left in the this year before this?
They have, let me,
it can't be that many, but she definitely has postseason two points left and a fifth optional season.
I believe postseason points do count. And
that's good.
And let me look up. So I don't know where all I can find is the men's right now. Sexist, Google, sexist, because I typed in women's. So yeah, the holy shit, Pete Maravich had 3,600 points in college.
Pistol Pete, unstoppable.
Are you fucking kidding me?
900 a year.
Holy shit. And it said that was from 68 to 70. That was only in 3 years? What is this guy doing? Holy shit.
Score 50 a night.
Look at Dougie McBuckets at sixth place all time on that list, by the way. I can't find the women's, so that's, you know, this is a sexist podcast, officially confirmed. I know that it's like just over 3,000 points, and she's got 1,400, and we're not done with her second season yet. So if she plays five seasons, it's broken. Caitlin Clark is the all-time record holder. She's got a chance to do it in four, and you would only you would think that she would only get better, right? She's at she's on this level where you they're trying to double team her. They're trying to pick her up at the half court line. She doesn't care. She gets she gets any space, and her 2 feet are on the ground. The ball's going up, right? And like Monica Sinatra,
the greenest of lights.
It's ultimate green. It's a green light that never goes yellow or red, right?
Ever.
It's Monica Sinatra, our post, is averaging over 20 a game, and no one says anything about it because of how absurd Caitlin Clark is. It's wild. It's wild.
Wow.
And yeah, so,
our basketball team's got a shot is what you're telling me.
With Caitlin Clark on the floor, there is a no team feels safe playing Iowa. Guaranteed. No team feels safe. In the tournament, you don't
especially with a good post, man.
Yeah.
You got a good post?
Yeah. It's not – I mean, she's not Megan Gustafson, but how spoiled have we been to get Megan and then Caitlin, and we go from Luca to fucking Keegan? Like, what mm-hmm. – like, when these – we're not going to have these kids forever. There's going to be a time here where Iowa basketball has like
– and our football team was ranked top whatever for a little bit.
Yeah, top 15, top 20. We had an amazing
defense. We got the Tatum Woodson multiple year, like all the time.
Yeah.
Iowa sports looking up. Our wrestling team always savage.
Just beat Oklahoma.
Had a dominant performance.
Yep, just had a domination over Oklahoma State in a baseball stadium in Texas. Dope. Did you
University
see
of Iowa, look out.
Did you see what the freshman track kid is doing right now?
No.
Haven't
what's
seen.
What's going on there?
He's torching kids. He's absolutely torching kids.
What event?
Kevin, what's your best 400?
My best 400, I was a junior in high school. I ran a 49.31.
He ran 45.3.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. sheesh.
And he's a freshman. He broke the school record for Iowa. And he's a true freshman.
Tell me that.
Wow.
It's indoor track season. He ran that indoors?
I'm pretty sure he ran that indoors, yeah.
That's asinine.
Yeah, stupid. So, dude, like if you play at Iowa, right?
You know how many turns that is?
It's a lot of turning, man. It's a lot of turning.
Me.
I remember running a 200 at Central my freshman year in high school, and I felt like I was going around the goddamn world on that thing.
Well, you are. It's a 200-meter track in indoor, so it's two laps for a 400. And
right.
That's
– it might have been 45.6.
Those turns are tight, dude.
Yeah, they're tight turns.
Yeah, you gotta bend it.
He ran that indoors.
You gotta bend it like Beckham. So if you're in Iowa sports right now, you're.
I mean, yeah, the track team's been up for the last couple of years. We were just Big Ten champ. I think we might have gone back to back Big Ten champs.
Maybe back to back. I know that we won the indoor and the outdoor season in the Big Ten.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So we're elite. We're elite. A lot of NIL opportunities if you want to come to Iowa City and you want to wear the black and gold. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. If you're a young recruit, come to Iowa City.
Come out,
pick
man.
Your sport.
Come on now.
Looking pretty hot.
Speaking of NIL, which is obviously relevant to Caitlin, no one does NIL bigger in the local area than Estella's Fresh Mex. They just came out with a Keegan and Chris commercial that also features their dad, Kenyon, at the end of it. And it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm pretty sure that they've got NIL deals with like 10 athletes. Like,
bro, I mean, if there's a local burrito shop in town that I'm trying to be an NIL deal with, it's Estella's because they have some fire burritos.
Yeah.
Their food is so good. Their burritos are so big.
So,
if I could have got so that's free that's burritos the thing,
man. From
there, yeah. You so can get an Estella burrito that is twice the size of a Ponch burrito. At yeah. the same cost. So that's where you so Drake, what's my I'm going to Ponch. What's my mantra?
One's a snack and two's a meal.
Print the shirt.
You can only eat one at Estella. There's no chance you can eat two.
If you tried to dig into that second one at Estella, you would immediately realize that you've tried to climb a mountain that is impassable.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this was a mistake.
You're taking your digestive system down a road that it does not want to go. And one's a snack, two's a meal. Shirts will be coming soon. They might be exclusive for the Patreon members.
They got to be exclusive. They got to be exclusive.
Now, this begs the question. Take it back. 2016, 2015, right? That's when we were really relevant. Top three local businesses to strike an NIL deal with in Iowa City or the surrounding area. Top three. What's the move, right? I feel like
I for sure could have got an NIL deal with Riverside because I was cool with their I was actually cool with their upper management. So that's number one for me.
Drake's rocking the, like, he's putting out super boosts and stuff for
he just gets comped a free room every time he's there.
Drake lives at Riverside during the season. That's what happens.
Number two would have been, well, Kovac wasn't working at Carousel yet, so that's a one I can't use.
True.
It would have been Carousel Iowa City because that would have been another free one.
Little car action, little truck.
Also, if you ever get off your ass and get this Riverside thing taken care of so I can make the reservations, then we will have a sponsorship from Carousel because I know the people.
Right.
So how about you fucking hurry up, jackass?
Yeah. Give me number three. Give me number three. What's your
third? Number three? Gotta go to Poncheros, man.
You're doing Ponch. So you're doing, yeah. Okay. You're doing Riverside, a car dealership, and Poncheros. I like it.
Yeah, dude. I got a car to get back and forth from my room and free burritos to eat on the way. What else could I possibly need?
You're gonna set up your entire life just by three. That's smart. Kev, give me your picks here.
I'm saying number one overall. Would be Timmy Flynn's Red Pepper. Every time I went in there, me and Tim had a great conversation. He was absolutely a great dude. I was sad to see that place go.
I agree.
And they had great sandwiches.
Yeah. Yep.
Ah, man.
I'll give you my number one.
Yeah.
And it's not Estella's. It's Stella's. It's Stella. And you guys know we had Black Card. I probably have the all-time record of most consecutive Black Card use at Stella.
Ordering the exact same thing every time too.
Yeah, I would say there was probably I got the burger instead of the chicken sandwich one or two of those times.
You got the same version of it though, same toppings.
Yeah, the barbecue, the
Beaconsfield.
Yeah. Yep. And
extra barbecue sauce on the side and some boneless wings.
Well, they think they were regular boned wings. But, yeah, man, give me the wings and the page from Stella, man, and just, you know, rock it up.
You eat that three times a week, you too could be a long snapper.
You too could be 243 at 5'10". Yeah, that's 100%. Give me Dane's Dairy. Give me Dane's Dairy. And that's in competition with Heinz Ice Cream.
That's where my next pick was going to go to, is Heinz Ice Cream.
And someone just turned me and Drake on to another spot. Dan and Debbie's or something like that.
Shout out Dan and Debbie's. Please contact me via Instagram. I would love to eat a pint of your ice cream.
No free shout outs, but we're trying to let's get a fucking ice cream sponsor on this podcast. I mean, come on.
Please.
What are we doing?
We love ice cream. We just had an episode about Jenny's.
Yeah, it's sitting in my freezer. Stella, Dane's Dairy. And then this was really one for Bo, but I just feel like it would be, like, this is a perfect sponsorship, and I know it's not there anymore, but give me Paul's.
Oh, there you go.
Give me Paul's, man. Right.
You know where I'm going with my number two? I'm going with the Wildwood.
What? You're taking the smokehouse and saloon or whatever?
Yeah, the saloon and smokehouse out in West Branch. Or I think it's technically.
Do they even have enough money to sponsor you?
I don't know.
It feels like they've been a good time and every now and then you can go see Manders bloody up his head.
Yeah. And also that makes me remember like some RIP places, and dude, Los Portales, dude,
oh.
Los Portales. I'm so sad that they're not there. And then Fuji suffered the same defeat.
R.I.P. to Fuji.
R.I.P. Fuji there on – I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on that South Highway 1 there. Yeah, man. Give me Paul's. There's a lot of good stuff in Paul's. Josie, Bo, and I once spent like 90 minutes in Paul's just walking around, and I don't think we bought a damn thing, but it was great. Also, I think, Kevin, for you, the Touch of Minx would be a good one. Touch of Mink. Right down the road.
Never went. My third one would actually be Shields. I'd say I spent more time in that store than any other store in the
ice. Shields is a good one. DP Doe would make maybe a top 5 or 10 for me as well. Give me a Cal.
Only freshman year though. I didn't have it after freshman year.
I know it was sad. So those are some of ours. Give us yours. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, tell us your number one. If you were to transform your life and just transport back into your college years, you're now a college athlete. Give us your number one NIL deal. We want to hear. Let's get to the Super Bowl, the big game. Again, we're not fucking around on this episode here. We're going to move it right along. We got four guys. It's sort of a battle of the old heads versus the young bucks. You know, we've had the old bull. Now give me the young calf. And that's sort of the Bengals versus the Rams here. AJ, Alaric Jackson, and our boy Jake Gervais. He's getting full page printouts in the local newspaper. I got the, I don't know if it was, it must have been the Davenport, one of the local Davenport papers. They've got a full fucking Jake Gervais. He's the front page. He's the front page, guys. And that's sad. That's sad, but also happy at the same time. On the other side of the bill, we have two decade players for the Hawks. We have Mike Daniels, who is elevated to the active roster for game day.
How about that, man?
This boy.
Like, you've been in the league for 10 years. You're on the practice squad for the team that's actually going to the.
Well, he was playing. I had seen him play multiple games, but he got hurt. So then he got dropped to the practice squad while he was recovering, I think. Yeah. But I had seen him play earlier in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Reef also currently sits. He will not be dressed, but he's on the IR for the Bengals. Both guys who were gone before we got there, and anybody who was gone before we got there is now a 10-year player because that was 2013. So their last year is 2012. So we got some vets versus a couple young guns. And
we got a cheer for Trent Taylor
and
a friend of the podcast
and friend of the show.
Cheesy.
We got to have him on, by the way.
He'll come on
in the off season. So what are we thinking here? How are we feeling? And, who gets the nod? Where is the line currently sit as we're about,
it's like 5.5, isn't it?
Is it? It's that big.
So I it opened at 3.5 and I nabbed it right there. I knew it was going all Rams action. So I have it Rams minus 3.5.
Love that, Kev.
Good for you.
Get up to 4.5 and I'll check it right now. And according to Caesar's Sportsbook, it is still 4.5.
Okay.
4.5. I'm tripping.
It's in the Rams home. They're in their home state.
That's 2 years in a row that the NFC team is in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the joke about moving it to Dallas so that the home team never has to play in the Super Bowl is pretty funny, though.
That's a funny joke.
I don't think we have to explain home field versus away advantage. They have been down in LA for the entire week, so.
How much is LA in particular?
So here, you got to think about it this way. Travel is not going to be an issue, like you said.
Right.
Bengals have been there all week. Fans isn't going to be much of an issue because as far as seating goes, like, Bengals fans have just as much an opportunity to buy tickets as LA fans.
Yep.
And that's where I was going with it.
At least a half of fans there are not going to be like avid fans of either team. It's just,
so your proposal here is that the home stadium isn't much of an advantage for this one.
Maybe it was half a point in my odds making.
Okay.
Here's my proposal: is that the Super Bowl tickets were so outrageously expensive,
crazy,
that true Los Angeles Rams fans can't really afford it. I know LA is a rich city, but a lot of people can't really afford it. So that, and then it's from there, it's people who aren't really fans of the team.
Right.
So it's not a true home field advantage. You know what I'm saying?
How do these tickets get bought? Like companies buy them? Like,
I don't understand, but it's unfortunate that the average folk can't go see the Super Bowl. It's just
if you buy it straight from the NFL, I mean, they're still expensive shit. I think they're close to like $2,000 a pop. Jeez. If you try to get them off the secondary market, that's where you're going to get absolutely ripped off.
Yeah. So I just looked it up as of Saturday. When was this written? So this was written on, this was yesterday. So as of yesterday, the best ticket price you could find is $3,800. Oh my God.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Jesus Christ, man. Average ticket price of tickets left, $6,700 to sit your ass in a plastic seat.
Go look at what the most expensive ticket is because it's outrageous. It's like $35,000.
Super Bowl LVI tickets are at this point the most expensive in the history. This is an article from CBSSports.com. According to Sportico, tickets at the top VIP suite level were priced at $100,000 on NFL Ticket Exchange as of last weekend. StubHub and Ticketmaster started at $5,000 after fees, and with some of the most expensive standing at nearly $50,000 near the Bengals sideline.
There you go.
So why you're wasting your money? What are we doing spending that much on? Like, I get it. It's the Super Bowl.
It's see that money go.
I don't know what just happened to your mic, Kev, but you're coming through on your internal now. Unless you're a trust fund baby and you just have an investment account that's just yielding you millions a year, and $50,000 is like, you know, one of us going and getting a burrito from Estella, then like you're not going to this game. It's just crazy. It's wild. So you picked up on that line, Kev, at 3 and 3.5. You took the Rams, obviously. How do we feel at 4.5?
I like it less, to be honest. But I still think the Rams are the better football team across the board, honestly. Yep. I mean,
100%.
I think the
Rams, do the Rams want it as bad?
No, I don't think.
I mean, dude, they've sold out their entire future of their franchise for this.
True.
So right. Their upper management. Their upper management wants it really bad, but they're
okay. Superstar. How many guys on that Rams team have rings? Von Miller.
You're right.
And that's it.
And I would assume you always want another Super Bowl ring. Like it's always there. There's just something about the way I've seen the Rams play this season where it just didn't seem like they were the hungriest team. I don't know. Something about that superstar comfort.
I think there's no doubt, and I think you're alluding to this a little bit, Drake, is when we look at this entire picture, the Bengals have this.
They got a little swagger to them, right?
They've got swagger. They're the underdogs, the city, the whole.
A nasty offense.
The whole story is like the Bengals are going to claw and rip literally like a Bengal tiger to fucking win this thing. And
guys, I texted you in the group that the Bengals opened at +7.5 to KC. And I was like, that is way too many points.
I do think there's
and I took it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I do think there's a chance though. Like, you know, you play this game 10 times. So there's a lot of outcomes that happen. There's a chance the Rams like handle this game, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The Rams' best game, I think they win
by 10 or couple touchdowns.
Yeah, they win comfortably. It's not going to be a blowout, but they win comfortably.
I agree.
I think they have a really good offense. They obviously have a lot of weapons. But this is probably the best defense they're going to be going up against
so good
this season.
So good.
Especially with that defensive line against weakness of the Cincinnati offensive line. Joey Burrow, he got sacked nine times versus
the Titans.
Versus the Titans. he might be looking at
who also have a nasty defensive line. I don't know. The Titans also have a disgusting defensive line.
Either way.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, Joey B might be in trouble, and that's where the entire game comes down. Of course it does. When does the game not come down to the line of scrimmage? It's just football.
Always. Dude, how lucky are we that we get to watch Aaron Donald and Von Miller on the same D-line go after a quarterback that's trying to cement like an early legacy here? I mean, this is a really cool storyline. Like the story here is really fun.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to a good game, man. I love watching Joe Burrow play. That offense is fun to watch. I love watching Aaron Donald play. I've never seen that big of a man move that quickly and have such violent hands. It's awesome to watch. And we got a couple guys that we know in it. It's just going to be awesome, man. I love it.
That's the part right there that Kev just mentioned, is that we actually get to watch our friends in the Super Bowl. And it's like, as much as we shit on Jack DeVos, it's unreal to see him in the Super Bowl.
Think about that. Super Bowls, we've had buddies in it.
Okay.
I know.
And this is where
there's no better feeling than watching your friends succeed at the absolute pinnacle of the world.
And I think, honestly, now that I say it, I'm taking that for granted, because that's not going to be – I'm not going to have that opportunity in
maybe forever,
3, 4, 5 years. And after that, it's gone forever.
I feel an adrenaline inside me thinking about it, where we literally – Gervais is one of us. I mean,
he's one of us, man.
Bro, when we're talking a
Gervais stole Kevin's big banner,
yeah,
because he didn't want to be without Kevin. Okay. Dude. That's the type of relationship we're talking about.
We're talking kid from Iowa. No, he's not crazy genetically fast. He's not crazy genetically strong. You know, I can't hear you, Drake, for some reason. Doesn't say you're muted, but he's one of us, and we are him. He is us, and that's how relative it is. And when that ball gets kicked off, Jack Gervais number 43 is on the field, because he's on both return and
kick. He's gonna see all the lights, dude.
Dude, he's running
all
out
those
there.
Super Bowl lights that flash, and you know it's a touchback. Kicker's got all the adrenaline in the world in his right leg.
Although,
so Jack Gervais just gets to run down the field and look at the lights and just soak in the fact that he made it to the Super Bowl.
I will
that
say
that shit has me. We'll say, what's up, Kev?
No, go ahead. I mean, I just got one caveat after you say that.
Go ahead. I was just going to say how jealous that makes me.
I mean, you talk about the lights. This is one thing I didn't realize I missed until a clip of Devin Hester's opening Super Bowl kickoff return for a touchdown back in like 2006. Do you remember back as a kid, like opening kickoff or opening tip for like the NCAA championship, the entire stadium has got flashing going on?
Oh yeah.
It's not so much the same one, because everyone's got the smartphones now.
That's true.
Gervais gets to, he gets to be a meaningful part in one of the coolest things that happens in U.S. pop culture and sports culture. And we get to live through him, and it sucks because that guy's allergic to onions, and God, he doesn't pay his fucking, he charges people twice as much for rent
and doesn't pay his internet.
Chooses the worst internet package you can. And good for him. Good for him. I hope he has a nice.
And when he has a Super Bowl ring, he's still going to be overcharging people to stay in his house.
To wear his ring. Yeah. Hey, man, can I put the ring on? Give me $5 insurance policy. I will say this about that opening kickoff. And Pat McAfee mentioned this on his show, which if you follow Pat, you should. They've been having an absolute blast down at the Super Bowl. They've unbelievable.
Dude, they're killing life. I cannot believe how much they're just absolutely killing.
I'm incredibly jealous about what they do. That Super Bowl ball is brand spanking new, like the foil color logo of the Super Bowl just printed on it. It is Jake Rudock new, right? He liked balls right out of the package. And there's a joke somewhere that's really inappropriate, and I'm not gonna do anything with that. Those balls do not fly very far. They don't have great compression. They haven't been worked in. They don't hang on to the foot as well, the cleat. They're slick. So likely touchback, not as likely as a normal game. Probably still a touchback, though, because like
what you're saying, that there's
if you like the prop,
maybe some value, and if you get the right odds for the no touchback prop.
I would say there's a little bit of value there if you're a prop betting man or woman.
And that brings us into our next segment. What prop bets you guys like?
I mean, I love all of them. Like the sheet, the printout sheet, like, hey, what's the coin toss?
Before the coin toss, man, national anthem over under.
You're right. You're right.
Who's singing it?
I heard this, and I heard someone talking about that they usually
– Mickey Guyton.
And it's usually short, I think, is when she's sung it historically, it's usually short. But
the last several Super Bowls have gone over.
Always over, right? And this is kind of your moment to shine if you get the Super Bowl spot, so you draw it out a little bit more. So I lean over with that one a little bit, right?
I think it was like 93 seconds or something like that.
Ooh, right around that minute and a half range, man. You remember last year, somebody caught the rehearsal and they took the bet away from the books?
I do remember that, yeah.
Unbelievable, man. What other ones do we have, Kev? I mean, there's the fun one is the color of Gatorade.
I think that's everyone's favorite
one. Yeah. And I like that one.
I think orange is the favorite at plus 200.
Orange is for sure the favorite for the Bengals.
True.
I think blue is the next one at plus 300.
Yeah. You always got, I think sometimes there's like, which Super Bowl commercial will show first, like the Doritos or the Bud Light, or the, you know, which one will happen first. Those are always fun.
I'm definitely going to eat some Doritos and probably going to drink some Bud Light.
Well, this brings me to my last topic. I guess we can all choose a winner. I'm going with the Rams, and I actually think it is going to be one of those, not outlier games, but I think the Rams are going to win this one in a non-football fashion that we've seen the last couple weeks, right? We had game-winning field goals from breaking ties at the buzzer. I think this is going to be one where the clock runs out and the Rams are up 10 points. That's where I'm going with this. You guys can give your picks. But my last thing was like, what's the best Super Bowl food? Like, Kev, are you laying out yourself a little spread here? Like, is there any special Super Bowl Sunday meals that take the cake? Or
the lady friend is piecing together a beautiful looking charcuterie board as we speak.
Of course. Normal Sunday for me. I get Culver's every Sunday, and that's what I'll be eating.
That's why I was surprised. I was really expecting you to pick Culver's as one of your NIL deals, because that was at least a once a week thing for you back in college too.
Hey, come on now. Don't out me on the Culver's, man.
You were fat.
So real quick story that actually came up today about me being fat. When we all three got zero phone calls from the NFL, and I moved in with Lauren here in Des Moines in Waukee, the key to good living, shout out. I didn't have a job right away. So I was like, cool, for the first month here, while I figure this out, I'm going to go to BioLife and I'm going to donate plasma, make like 60, 70 bucks every donation. Right. After three appointments, I made like 200 bucks, but after three appointments, they said I couldn't come back. Because my blood was lipemic. There was too many lipids in my blood. And if you guys remember, that was peak. I was just coming off of being 243 and drinking chocolate milk, half gallon of chocolate milk. Boys, my blood was too fat to donate.
Do you remember what they told you? Did they tell you what your levels were at?
I don't remember the specific levels. All it said was you're no longer eligible to donate plasma because your blood is too lipemic. You're lipemic. So that was a gut punch.
I mean, look back on what you eat, my man. You were stuffing anything fried and fatty down your face just to try to get to that 240 number.
And the bastards still didn't even give me a wink. God damn it. I got fat for nothing. It was a good
Did you have fun though?
Man, it was a hell of a spring, man.
It was 100% worth it.
It was the fattest I've ever been, the best at Fortnite I've ever been.
And then look at it this way. You got a nice little before and after picture now for your clients.
It really did pan out well. It panned out well.
It's like when you join the biggest loser and the competition starts in 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm going to try to put it on as much fat as I can for the next 2 weeks, so I have a high starting point.
Yeah, that show is incredibly unhealthy, turns out. That show is like a problem. Anyway, before we go, anything other words before we call this?
Neither of us gave our picks.
Yeah, let me hear it. Is anybody gonna anybody gonna take the Bengals? Kevin bet the Rams. I mean,
I got the Rams at -3.5. And if y'all want to sweat out a 6-leg parlay with me, I got Rams money line over 13.5 Rams first half points. Rams -2 in the first half. Tyler Boyd over 38.5 receiving yards. Matthew Stafford over 2.5 passing touchdowns.
Wow.
What's that parlay getting you?
+2,500.
Nice. That's a juicy little whore.
So Drake, are you gonna pull the Tiger's tail? Are you gonna ride with Joe Burr, or are you gonna take the Rams?
So listen, dude, I'm really at a huge crossroads here because I have two friends, legitimate friends, Gervas and AJ, on the Rams. But I hate everything about the city of LA, everything that LA represents. I hate LA so much that I really just want to go underdog Bengals money line. I just want to do it.
Take Joey I.
So I'm going to do it.
Love
Bengals.
It.
Money line,
love it.
Joey Burrow and the boys, Joe Shiesty, Bengals money line. Fuck Los Angeles,
dude. And I'd love to see it, honestly. Either team wins, and it's gonna be like it's just gonna be a cool game. So glad you guys could join us. You're obviously listening to this on the back. You know what? I'm gonna release this podcast early.
I'm gonna drop it
on Sunday, so that it's at least for those who catch it and want to listen to it while the show is going on.
People are going to be hyped that we dropped an episode so that they can listen to it pre-Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that way
people are going to be hyped.
Yeah. And that way some of it's relevant.
I'm about to send it in the Discord right now. We're dropping the episode.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for joining us. That's episode 293 of the Walk-Ons, brought to you by DRF Sports. If you want to prop bet on those, hit up DRF Sports. Obviously you're listening to this because we're dropping it. They've got a ton of prop bet free games on the Cash Grab app, right? DRF Cash Grab. Download it from the store. Brought to you by DRF Sports. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Until then, peace.